Thank you. Thank you. KRVS Public Radio, Passport to Modern Jazz. And we just heard Versailles from Stéphane Carecki from French Touch out this year. Before that, Ode to the Orishas with Idris Akamore from Homage to Cuba. And that came out in 2004. And we started with Stefan Harris and Blackout from Sonic Creed. We heard the Wayne Shorter piece, Go. And that came out October. These are all 2018's a good jazz year. And Versailles, that's with, we heard Emile Parisien on soprano sax, Joseph Dumoulin on keys, Fabrice Moreau on drums, and Stéphane Carecki on bass. Before that, in Idris Akamore's ensemble, and he has a new album out, An Angel Fell. He's led the cultural odyssey in San Francisco, the Bay Area. Idris Akamore on alto sax. We heard guest Chico Freeman doing all the tenor sax and soprano sax work. Frederick Harris on piano, solo there. Baba Duda on Dudu on Congos Bata percussion. Josh Jones, drums, bongos, drummer, you know, and percussion. And of course, on Homage to Cuba, everybody's playing percussion that's got a hands free. And Edward Williams III on the bass. And in Stefan Harris's band, first we start out with Terrion Gulley. We are a big fan of drummer Terrion Gulley from St. Louis. He's just a great drummer, and he works a lot. And we're waiting for his solo album sometime where he's the leader on it. But he's pretty tight with Stefan Harris here on Vibes. James Francis on keys. Joshua Crumbly bass. Casey Benjamin alto sax. Felix Peakley on bass clarinet, love bass clarinet, and Mike Moreno on guitar, Pedrito Martinez on percussion. Next up, we're going to stay in the Stéphane Carecki vein here from France, bass player, and we'll hear Shabar Minuka, hi, from Jacques Schwartz Bart. From Hazan. Hazan means cantor in Jewish tradition. Jacques Schwartz Bart, the saxophonist here, was born in Guadeloupe. And we have just like on the Stéphane Carecki session, we have some French musicians also here. Gregory Pivot on piano and Arnaud Dolman on drums. Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS.
Yeah. Thank you.
KRVS, Public Radio, Lake Charles, Lafayette, Passport to Modern Jazz. Mm-mm. What a fine band. I can't believe how good. But, you know, it takes a son to really do this. And Joshua Redman has done it. We heard New Year from Still Dreaming with Ron Miles, Scott Colley, and Brian Blade. Yeah. It's a celebration of Joshua Redman's father, Dewey, and the Old Dreams, New Dreams band. And want to give a shout out to tech and jazz saxophonist Denny and Francis, who saw him at the Hyman. I can't believe it. Before that, we heard the Joe Lovano and Dave Douglas band Sound Prints from their album Scandal, recent, and we heard Juju. Yeah, in that band, Lawrence Fields on piano, Linda May, Han Oh on bass, and Joey Barron on drums. And, of course, we started out with Jacques Schwartz Bart from Hazan. Next up, pulling out something a little bit from the past. We wanted to do some sort of fusion, and we're going to go back to one of the best fusion albums I've got of different bands, a compilation, but it's actually from the same label. This is the New Universe Music Festival from 2010, and we'll hear Lenny White's Anomaly featuring Jimmy Herring. And this was a tune written by Joe Henderson. Richie Goods on the bass, Jimmy Herring, Tom Garner, guitars, and Vince Evans on guitar. Yes, indeed. Passport to Modern Jazz. That is so hot. I can't believe it. We've got a few minutes here. That was Gazelle, Lenny White's Anomaly, featuring Jimmy Herring from the New Universe Music Festival in 2010. With this was a song written by Joe Henderson, and that session is from 1970. And on that session, just looking around, trying to see when Joe Henderson, incredible, such a big name that should be bigger. How did he, when was the session and when did he write it? When did he write Gazelle? And this session from 1970 also has Lenny White on drums and somebody we've got in our playlist for later on, Woody Shaw, trumpeter Woody Shaw. So hang around. We kind of fall into a jag from the new Pat Bianchi record, but he gets into some Larry Young Unity, and we'll get into some of that. But he also gets, of course, I've got to get into some Woody Shaw, since Woody Shaw was on that session. These guys are all interlinked, and usually with a movement, it's some sort of modern movement that's going on, or a change that's going on, an evolution that's going on, or it might be, you know, it's just a change going on. It might not be groundbreaking or revolutionary. It might be a step back in jazz. You know, it might be like a lot right now. American Songbook, all of a sudden. Why is that? You know, and then everybody, Bob Dylan, you know, Willie Nelson, everybody's into the American Songbook. And the American Songbook is great. It's the basis of jazz, and you need some standards. But there's a lot of great tunes like Gazelle and tunes. They really aren't part. They're more of the jazz, you know. They're more jazz. And it's everything. Modern jazz quintet, you know, you name it. Phil Woods. It just goes up into the modern day. And it's always progressive. Whatever, you know? Jazz. See you back.
Get yourself a Titasta Cafe and drop a quarter into La Lu Jukebox with me, your host, Blake Miller, right here on your favorite radio station, KRVS.
Every Saturday night at 6 and Sunday morning at 7 here on KRVS.
Hi, this is Dan Phillips inviting you to Funkify Your Life Thursday afternoons at 1 and Friday nights at 9 right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public.